I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now's Helping People. Every Monday, I am your host. And for the next several weeks, I have a guest host, Melinda Haynes. She is a licensed marriage and family therapist number
102308.
Okay. I am an associate marriage and family therapist, number 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. And our office has moved. We're not in that little strip next to the police station anymore. We're just down one complex into the round professional buildings, still on Humboldt, 1600 Humboldt Road, Suite 3, I think. It's ginormous.
Beautiful.
It is so big. It's gorgeous. Yeah. And, you know, the suite that I have been in for the last 3.5 years at Joe's, over at Joe's office at Chico Creek Counseling, they had decorated and created that room for a male therapist.
Oh.
And it's very brown, very masculine. And we are allowed to decorate our own rooms if we want to. And so I have been doing a little bit of overspending because I'm overexcited and eager. And I just like putting my stamp on things.
Financial boundaries.
Oh, yeah. I need me some Dave Ramsey. So Dave Ramsey would be not really thrilled with me right now. But he would have a beautiful office to sit in while he was telling me what I was doing wrong.
I bet his office is great.
Yeah, but he can afford it.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm bum. Okay. So we're talking about boundaries. We were talking about it last week, and we came back again to speak on the topic a little bit more. And we ended talking about when our boundaries are unhealthy and we give too much, because that is an unhealthy boundary, giving too much. And we thought we'd start this week on that same topic. We just didn't feel like we had covered it as thoroughly as we would like to, because this is one of the unhealthy boundaries that a lot of Christians fall into, because we know that the church needs us. We know that our community needs us. We know that we have specific skills and talents and that they need to be used for the benefit of the church. But we weren't created to overgive. We weren't created to say yes all the time. If we would, God would have made us his own little army of automatons.
Automatons?
Yeah. That word usually comes out pretty quickly and easily.
Can somebody Google that, please, and call us?
Yeah. No. You know, it's like a robot, an automaton.
Right.
So then we think, oh, I have to give, or I'm in a really small church. There's only so many of us.
Yes.
All these things need to be done. Mm-hmm. I take on too many roles, etc. But we were not created to spread ourselves too thin for the Lord.
Right. We're a body.
Right.
So there's a hand, there's a foot, there's a mouth, there's different parts. And when the hand tries to be the entire body,
right,
it doesn't maybe get as much done. It's not as effective as it could be. And so you're exactly right. We need to have a boundary around what we give, even in a church setting.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and we're going to keep with that hand analogy. Okay. Whenever you're overworking any body part, your muscles get sore and tired.
Yes.
And they get weaker. They don't get stronger,
right?
They need that rest.
Yeah.
They need to watch. You need to watch out for that part. Mm-hmm. So that's the same with our level of giving. When we have unhealthy boundaries and we say yes to too many things and too many people, and we're not setting the priority of our family, our children, ourselves. We can even give too much to our family, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're not putting that healthy boundary around our health, our rest, our recuperation, mm-hmm. then we become weak.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we can actually take away time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So if we have our Bible time, our prayer time, our meditation time, and that has been pushed out because we are doing, then we suffer. Our relationship with the Lord suffers. Even though we're doing stuff for Him, we're not necessarily being with Him and sitting at His feet.
Right.
So that can impact our relationship, not only with God, but with others.
That makes me think of that verse in the Bible. It says, "But I never knew you." Where, you know, people say, "I did miracles in your name.
Cast out demons." Yep.
In your name. And He says, "But I never knew you."
Apart from me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So where is that? Where we are giving, mm-hmm. but we're not refreshing ourselves with the Lord.
Yes.
Or refreshing ourselves in general so that we can be present when He speaks to us.
Exactly.
Because if we're so busy, mm-hmm. how do we hear Him?
Right.
And then our heart gets poisoned. Our heart gets poisoned with either self-pity or with resentment for the other people who need us.
Or self-righteousness.
Self-righteousness.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we can get so involved in doing things and being such a good person, mm-hmm. or such a good Christian. Oh, look at me. Look at what sacrifices I make. That it becomes all about me.
Mm-hmm. And it's not about actually the work.
Right.
Although we'll tell ourselves that.
It's disguised. It's disguised mm-hmm. in giving and doing, but it's about me.
Yeah. I think most people... It's disguised. I think most people come from a good place. They're not coming from the self-righteousness, although
yeah.
that self-righteousness is present. They're
right.
not aware of it.
Exactly.
I don't think
yeah.
most people operate out of that place.
No, not on purpose.
Consciously.
Right.
All right, guys, commercial break. We'll be right back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is
Chico
Now.
Now. Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And my friend Melinda Haynes is here as well. And I just want to remind you guys, Melinda's a licensed marriage and family therapist. And I want to remind you guys that while we are psychotherapists, licensed and pre-licensed, this is not a substitute for your own personal psychotherapy. It's a 30-minute show that we provide some educational tools. And if anything triggers you and you think, oh man, I see me in that, I want to encourage you to go to somebody in your community who you can speak with and who is educated and trained in helping you learn more about this. That would be a marriage and family therapist, a clinical social worker, a professional clinical counselor, or a PhD in psychology or social work. So we were just talking about boundaries, and some people are givers. And they give too much, and that's a boundary violation. Giving too much is a boundary violation. So now we're going to talk about takers. How do you identify a taker?
Ooh, how do you identify a taker?
Well, often they don't like the word no, right?
They do not like the word no.
Mm-hmm.
They do not. And also, you might notice things like in a day-to-day situation, you might see the phone. You see that person's name pop up on your phone when it's ringing, and you're like, I don't want to answer.
What do they want now?
Right. Or you feel exhausted. You feel maybe, I give to this person, and, you know, when I need something, when I need a friend to talk to, when I need a babysitter, you know, when I need a ride, whatever it is, you know, that person's not there to help me.
Right.
But as soon as they need something, you know, they're on the phone with me.
Right.
Can you come do this?
They're quick to call me, but when I need the help.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you kind of instinctively know that there's an imbalance there in that relationship. So that person, it may be that person is a taker, or it could just be that we ourselves haven't set that healthy boundary.
Right.
So it looks like they're a taker.
Yes. When I had the unhealthy boundaries of being too much of a giver, mm-hmm. I had a girlfriend who had no problem saying no to when I asked for help. But she was always asking for help. And I would get my feelings hurt. And my boyfriend would say, Jessica, you can't have the expectation that she is going to be as reasonable at accommodating you as you are to her. That's just not healthy. Mm-hmm. And I thought, he just doesn't get it. He doesn't He doesn't understand how to be a friend. I really needed that book back then. This was way before I ever went to grad school for psychology.
Right. We learn.
Right. So back then I identified her as being a taker, and you know, maybe she is, I don't know, mm-hmm. but, she would not identify herself that way, but it could be that she just had healthy boundaries. She knew what she didn't have time for, and she was okay with saying no. And she had the expectation that other people have healthy boundaries. So when I always said yes, mm-hmm. the Lord says, let your yes be yes and your no be no,
yep.
right? So
right.
It could be that she would have a healthy idea of it, and she thought my yes meant yes, and her no definitely meant no.
Right. Isn't that something?
Yeah. So sometimes we'll identify. So I want you guys to be careful out there. As we're talking about identifying people in your life who have unhealthy boundaries, they could actually have okay boundaries, and it's that you're looking through the wrong lens.
Right. Right, and our objective is not to label people.
Oh, definitely not.
You're a taker, yeah. You're a giver, you have unhealthy boundaries. That is not our goal. Our goal is to look at ourselves,
mm-hmm.
reflect on our own selves, our own lives, and mm-hmm. to set those very appropriate
mm-hmm.
healthy boundaries so that we can be healthy ourselves, and also we can set a good example for others.
Oh, definitely.
Maybe struggling with their boundaries.
So how do we tell if we don't have good boundaries? What are some of those things?
I think if we have unhealthy boundaries, we are going to feel exhausted, frustrated, irritated. We might feel anxious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll have like a lot of these symptoms that we're maybe searching for the answers. Oh, why do I have anxiety? Or why am I, you know, like this? Mm-hmm. It could just be the fact that we've got unhealthy boundaries. We've got a lot of people maybe asking too much, we're not able to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And so we end up having these experiences that maybe even look a lot like mental health issues
mm-hmm.
because we're just not setting the appropriate boundary.
Right.
We can feel like a victim. We can feel taken advantage of. We can feel used. I used to call myself a doormat because I didn't have healthy boundaries. And so I would feel just walked on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're experiencing any of those things, it could potentially be.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not discounting, you know, the potential for actual mental health issues, for depression or anxiety.
Right.
But it could be, part of it is just establishing those boundaries.
Yeah. I think another way to tell if you have unhealthy boundaries in your own self is if you are listening to yourself talk and you notice that you've been complaining about someone else or about other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I can't believe her.
She, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. That lady, da da da.
Uh-huh.
So how do we establish these boundaries with other people? How do we do that? How do we say, this is what's healthy and this is how I'm going to carry that out? That's a big deal.
It absolutely is a big deal.
And when we come back from this commercial break, we're going to let you know some of our thoughts on that.
Yeah.
This is Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes with Chico Now. Please stay tuned. We have one more segment and then our show will be over.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I am also an associate marriage and family therapist, registered number IMF 69783. I work with Joe Taylor, or under the supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me and all of my colleagues at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Also, I'm here with my co-host, Melinda Haynes. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. Could you give our listeners your website and phone number?
Absolutely. My number is, my registered number is 102308, okay. The legal thing. My phone number is 530-518-1406, and I'm at somethingbeautifulcounseling.com.
Isn't that a great website? Somethingbeautifulcounseling.com. Okay. So when we left, we were talking about kind of identifying the way you're talking about people and if it sounds like you're complaining about them a lot and what's going on with you in regards to how to tell if you do have good or bad boundaries. And now we were going to talk about a little bit about how to establish those boundaries with other people.
Yeah, I think the first thing we need to do is kind of understand our own value system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I, let's say I don't like drugs mm-hmm. in my home,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's a personal boundary for me to be able to say no to maybe our friends or relatives who are struggling in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a scary thing because then we start to get into this whole like, well, I need to help them and I need to be there for them. And yes, we should be there for people. However, we need to do so in a way that's respectful
mm-hmm.
to, you know, letting the good in, keeping the bad out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I know my value system, if I know my family needs a certain amount of time with me, if we sit down for dinner every night at 5 o'clock, I know that I'm not going to schedule a meeting somewhere else at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just those basic kind of things, like knowing who I am mm-hmm. and what I'm comfortable with.
Right.
And then I can begin to set those boundaries with other people. And it might be when somebody asks me, hey, can you do this? You know, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it on that day. Could you do it on this other day? You know, providing an alternative.
Mm.
And also just being able to have those conversations, those difficult conversations with people that maybe you know are gonna have a difficult transition with your new boundaries. Just go ahead and have that conversation like, hey, I've been doing some self-reflecting lately and I realize that I need to spend more time doing X, whatever it is.
Right.
And so, therefore, we're going to have to kind of cut back on this or rearrange the schedule for that. And that way you're presenting it to them in a way that's very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets a safe space for you to be able to establish that boundary without them taking it personally.
Yes. I think that's something that people who are new with setting and establishing and maintaining and enforcing boundaries, mm-hmm. I think that it's, because it's so hard to create that and to enforce that it can come off very brusque, very
yeah.
like, no, this is my boundary.
Yeah.
I said no. No means no.
Yeah.
And the other person's like, I just, okay. They feel very beat up.
Yeah. Chill out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because the person finally, like for so long, they've had the unhealthy boundary.
Yeah.
For so long, they finally have this hope. And they don't know how to do it in a way that's diplomatic.
Right, right. That's called overcompensating.
Right.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. sometimes we do that. It's overcorrecting. Like, we will go too far one way, you know, and no, I said no, and that kind of thing. And, you know, if you do that, if you're new to setting boundaries and you do that, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Just, you know, make the correction. Just like, you know, when you're driving a car,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to overcorrect.
Right, right.
You know, you just, you make those adjustments as you're going along and people will understand.
Yes. I think the key to it is regularly checking in with yourself and being self-aware of how am I doing with my boundaries? How am I presenting myself? because we don't want to be guilty about having our boundaries, but we also don't want to overcompensate and then step on other people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So how do we deal with that initial kind of uncomfortableness or anxiety that comes when you're stepping out of your comfort zone and starting to set a boundary?
That's a good question.
How do we deal with that?
I think that we, like you had said before, that we create our scripts. Mm-hmm. I would say we create our script in, this is what's healthy for me, and I need to do this. I don't, okay, I said no, and I feel super guilty, but that's okay for me to feel guilty. Mm-hmm. I'm maintaining my boundary, and I'm doing it with love. And always reminding ourselves to be doing it with love.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to get into the, like, they're not respecting my boundary, but I'm doing it with love.
Right.
Because it keeps us in the right frame of mind, I think.
Yeah. When mm-hmm. I first started setting boundaries, you know, after reading the books, and I read the boundaries book, I don't know even how many times, just like over and over, because I was absorbing it,
mm-hmm.
you know, before my license, before school. And when I had to set a boundary with somebody, I remember my heart was like beating out of my chest.
Yes.
Because I thought like the world was going to come to an end because Melinda is saying no.
Right. That they're going to be so disappointed in you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wonder if that's also because when we've had unhealthy boundaries on the giving end and people say no, we feel disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but I always help them and they're not going to help me. And so we feel disappointed. And then we project that if we say no to other people, that they'll feel that same disappointment.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But we have to remember that's not.
That's not it.
We're faking ourselves out with that. Okay, guys, this has been Jessica Wilkerson and Melinda Haynes, and we've been talking about boundaries. I think that we're probably going to talk about it again next week. So I hope that you have enjoyed this. Have a wonderful day.